praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Good morning. What a beautiful day, I think. Got a couple announcements I want to share with you, and then we'll, if you notice, the order of service changed a little bit. This is Communion Sunday, but we're going to do communion at the end of the service rather than in the middle. And that's for a couple of reasons, but I want us to think today as we go through this worship service, and we're talking about taking the limitations off of God. And last week we talked a little bit about it. Today we're going to talk about that rough road or rough journey of getting out of legalism. And I grew up in legalism in the church. And so what we want to do is, as we just think about that, you've got some notes in your bulletin that is, again, a blank piece of paper. And we did that because somebody told me last week, I wrote down more last week without notes than I did with notes. So I'm thinking, you know, I mean, it gives us a chance to think about what really hit me. So anyway, think about that as we go through the service. There's a trustees meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at the church. I want to remind you again, a week from next Saturday, Todd Truman officially begins taking orders. From Tiffany. So, officially. Oh, there she is. So anyway.
She's like a woman.
Also, if you would put on your calendar, I know it's a little early, but I put a note out on the monitor out there. It's never too early to plan for Christmas. Hey. I will be the first one to tell you I am not a fan of Halloween. So I skipped through that one, and looking forward to the Advent season and Christmas. But anyway, December 6th is our annual Christmas party, and I would encourage you to put that on your calendar and plan on attending. It's always a good time. Next Sunday, we're going to do a little bit different look at the Lord's Prayer. Every Sunday we recite the Lord's Prayer, but next week we're going to talk about the Lord's Prayer. And really, what does it mean? And what is the significance of it? So we're going to do that next Sunday. So I would encourage you to be here if you can and be part of that celebration service. I want to read from Psalm 107. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his loving kindness endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their very beings fainted in them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them out by the right way so they could go into the city of habitation. They will give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and miracles for the children of men." And I thought as I read that, I will give thanks. We will give thanks. So we're going to do a little bit different. Rather than an opening prayer, you see in your bulletin, the annual sojourn of Linda Cooney going to Nicaragua comes up this week. This is her last Sunday here until she goes next week. And we have, for the 3 years I've been here, and I'm sure, can you believe that? Hello. You still let me come back. We have been praying for Linda and sending Linda off, so we want to do that again today as she gets ready to go off. So if you'll come up here. And Linda also requested the song, the next song, which is really kind of our opening song. If some of you would mind coming up and just laying hands on Linda, and let's just ask God's blessing as she takes off and flies again to Nicaragua. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Fathers, we enter into this day of worship, and we're gathered here with this body of believers. We're thankful, Father, for your guidance. Thankful, Father, for your leadership. I'm thankful, Father, that you put a purpose in our lives. And so as Linda prepares to go to Nicaragua again and bless people with her heart and her life there, we pray, Father, for a safe journey, but we pray, Father, for a blessed journey, that not only will Linda be blessed, but that everyone that comes in contact with her will be blessed in just a supernatural way. So, Father, as we continue this service, we ask you continue to your blessings on Linda. And, Father, as she leaves, we'll miss her, but we know that other people are going to be blessed by her presence. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for Linda. Thank you for Linda's heart. And, Lord, we just pray that you'll be with her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Linda requested this song, and she loves to be up here and sing it with us. So it's always fun, isn't it, Linda?
I just
learned
from that.
Yeah. You've been digging it, haven't you?
The bound are free. In your name, the dark
I'll be at. Just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are. I'll go. I'll follow your heart wherever you are.
Shall be.